She punched a number on her speed dial, connected with Magnoso's pager, and left a callback message. "Not to worry," she said, smiling. "This guy'll tell you everything you need to know." An hour later, I sat across from Magnoso in a downtown cafe. His straight black hair was slicked back in a ponytail. His biceps looked like they'd been carved out of granite and buffed up with Armor All. He was around 5'10", with a muscular neck and a don't-mess-with-me body. I placed him in his late 20s. He leaned back and grinned. "So, Connie says I'm supposed to make you into a badass fugitive apprehension agent. She says you need to get the crash course. What's the rush?" "You see that brown Nova at the curb?" His eyes swiveled to the front window. "Uh-huh. That's my car." He gave an almost imperceptible nod. "So, you need money. Anything else?" "Personal reasons." "Bond enforcement is dangerous business. Those personal reasons better be pretty fucking good." "What are your reasons for doing this?" He did a palms-up gesture. "It's what I do best." "Good answer," I thought. "More eloquent than mine. Maybe someday I'll be good at this, too. Right now my motive is steady employment." "Vinny give you a skip?" "Joseph Morelli." He tipped his head back and laughed, and the sound boomed off the walls of the little sandwich shop. "Oh, man! Are you kidding me? You aren't gonna get that dude. This isn't some street punk you're going after. This guy's smart, and he's good. You know what I'm telling you?" "Connie says you're good." "There's me, and then there's you. And you aren't ever gonna be as good as me, sweet thing." At the best of times, my patience was lacking, and this wasn't nearly the best of times. "Let me make my position clear to you," I said, leaning forward. "I'm out of work. I've had my car repossessed. My refrigerator is empty. I'm going to get kicked out of my apartment, and my feet don't fit in these shoes. I haven't got a lot of energy to waste socializing. Are you going to help me or what?" Magnoso grinned. "This is gonna be fun. This here's gonna be like Professor Higgins and Eliza Doolittle does Trenton.